it doesn't take rocket science for us to acknowledge that the beauty of nature is the beauty of human beings. That the environment determines what shape and size we will grow into as a tree. That loving and caring for nature is a part of our DNA. And that sometimes we have to hire in an arborist to prune off or cut off things that have distracted us. Some people grow to be giants amongst others, and you wonder whether that's part of their DNA or just whether it was luck. There are fruits of our labor, and as a tree, we all produce some sort of output. Hugging a tree makes us feel right at home, and so there's something very organic. Even at Christmas, people use a tree to symbolize the sacred. And if we look deeply enough, there's beauty everywhere. G'day guys, welcome back. We're still continuing on the philosophy of success. I've got cars outside the door revving their engines. I don't know why, but I think maybe it's flat battery day. So please excuse the background noise. I don't have an insulated working laboratory here. Let's go through where we were up to before. Treat yourself as a success. Today, I want to talk about you as a tree. One of the things I pride myself on with the Inner Wealth work is not inventing or coming up with a philosophy that you can't own or, let's say, take pride in examining for yourself. I don't ask you to trust anything I say. I say go out and prove it to yourself. If it's true in nature, it must be true for you. We've run through a little bit of preamble with this video, so I'll get straight into it. We know that a human being and the growth of a human being in the world and the growth of a tree have a lot in common. Now, the one unifying or let's say unifying thing about a human being is we can choose what we think. And so there's a lot, it would appear on first examination, there's going to be a lot of differences, but maybe not. Let's have a look. First thing we must acknowledge always with the work is we go in the direction of our dominant thought. So the question's going to be for you whether you go in the direction of problem solving. In other words, your life is spent trying to fix things up that are broken, or whether you have a core focus to your life and whether you're heading in that direction. And I think this is the biggest question of all. I honestly believe that people who spend their life trying to fix their family, fix their work, fix their life, fix their health, they are in a very, very difficult situation, because it's the equivalent to making branches that are healthy. And as we've just talked about, we get arborists to come in and prune those branches. They are not really the core truth of the whole thing. So we go in the direction of our dominant thought. If your dominant thoughts are being distracted by problem solving, maybe that's a good place to start in your coaching and your personal development, is to work out how to hold focus on your dominant thought and make that the thing you wish to manifest. The second thing we know about the human being and the human condition is it's always evolving. Just like a tree, it's got growth rings, we have growth rings, we're expanding. And so any proposition that says to you, if you do this, you will have peace, is lying. Any proposition that says, if you find a vision, you will be happy, is lying. What this is a journey, it's a process, and it goes from competence to incompetence to competence to incompetence. And the quicker you understand it, the quicker you understand the second law of nature, which is the law of growth. We grow through stuff. We grow into competence and we grow into incompetence. And being afraid of our incompetence means we become, resistant to change. We become reluctant to move forward. We become a little moribund. And that's in nature's world, it would be called a toxic swamp or a cesspool. And we end up trying to turn a rock cake into a cheesecake. We try to make, or as Krishnamurti said, decorate the prison cell. We need always to be growing into incompetence. And as uncomfortable as that may sound, it's called the human spirit, and it's fun like hell, I promise. So let's just go down now and start looking at this. The first thing to acknowledge is that we are a receiving and broadcasting system. We are a light bulb. We are a genius. We have this mind on top of our head, which sends thoughts down into the body to enact it. It's a really great affirmation to think of yourself as a glowing light bulb that receives electricity from the power source, which is your body, your soul, all your bits and pieces, but it has the freedom to light up and ignite what it does. That's the human spirit. We've also covered this in a previous video. We've talked about leadership. Leadership has four components: where we are, where we want to be, where we soon will be, and way, way off in the distance where we're going. Leadership is all about leading people into the future, in other words. And if we aren't careful, we'll try to make that a straight line. We'll try to make that, or we can just get distracted and start building branches, which is not the core trunk of leadership. Leadership is the core trunk of the tree. So continuing on here, all of life is built up of patterns. And to the ignorant, or to the fragmented person, or the nervous person, or the stressed out person, or the insecure person, everything looks like absolute chaos. It's going all over the place. And to that person, they spend their whole life trying to turn order or turn chaos into order. They spend their entire existence fighting fires, fighting to have a better holiday than last time, trying to not be fired from their job, just fighting fires, always stressed. But it's not the truth. There is an order out here in the chaos, pre-existing. And the question is, can you see it, and can you run your life in harmony with that order and let go of the need for drama? When I ask a person to do their VIP score, it's interesting to see how much we fluctuate based on our perceptions of where we are in each of the seven areas of life. And I think it's really important to own our emotional equation so we know where the work needs to be on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. But it's also wise to understand that there's order in the chaos, and actually you are 10 out of 10 at a, let's say, inner wealth level in all seven areas of life. This is the ultimate expression of gratitude. Moving right on along, everybody has a Mount Everest. We must, and it's very important, to nominate what that is. Now, I know you'll say, some people will say it's life balance, or it's a happy family, or something trite. But I'm talking about an achievement out there in the world, a contribution to the planet, a give. We've been through it before, the gratitude, inspiration, vision, and enthusiasm. We've nominated, we've suggested that everybody can contribute to this planet in a really powerful way and end up on their tombstone with something that says more than he was a great or she was a great dad or mum or friend. So we're looking for the order in the chaos. And let's have a quick look now what that's got to do with trees and birds and chirping things. We start off as a seed, a tiny little seed, and we grow through and develop beliefs. As we do so, we're getting bigger in the world. We develop a mind with knowledge, with awareness, with emotions and all the things. And now we get a body which can take us places with our emotions that drive us. And then we get our world, which is the seven areas of life. There's family, there's financial, there's social, there's career, there's health, there's mental, there's all the seven areas of life. And the question we're always asking is, which direction do we grow? How do we grow the trunk vertically up so that the branches have something to lever off? Now, what happens typically is people suddenly get a problem in their family and they say, oh, my family life is most important to me. And they start growing a branch, which will at some point require an arborist, because this tree is going to fall down. So what we're looking to do is not get distracted by objectives which are actually branch objectives, which are the seven areas of life. As I've shown down here on this little diagram, there's the seven areas of life. And this is a picture of a person who's become distracted trying to grow each of the seven areas individually as if they are the trunk, trying to fix them, trying to fix this, trying to fix this. And this is not a great way to operate in life. So the question you're going to ask yourself, which I find fascinating, is if we take this diagram up and we put it, we overlap it back onto our, if I can do it properly, overlap it over the top of this original diagram of the trees. The question we're going to ask ourselves is, does this pyramid go in this direction? Does the pyramid grow outwards? So in other words, does it grow from got to up to the top of the tree in consciousness, or does it grow in a completely other direction? Does it grow in terms of our well-being? Does it grow in the opposite direction, which would be in this way? What we're asking ourselves always, over and over again, we can find that diagram up here, we bring it back down, move it down the page, and we're asking ourselves over and over again, what is the top of the tree? What is the top of the tree? What is the top of the consciousness tree? Is it love to? Or is it got to? And this is a very important question for everybody to be asking. Where does it all start? What do you follow? This person with this diagram is saying, I have seven areas of life that I have ambition to build out. And so I'm going to put the top of my tree, the very top branch of my tree, I'm going to put that as all the things that I want out of life. And I'm going to draw a diagram with seven areas of life at the very top of my tree and do everything I can to build that out. That's what this person said. But I wonder if they wouldn't be wiser to consider the idea that this picture is an image turned upside down, if I could ever do it. And actually, the top of the tree is the soul. The top of the tree up here, this is the soul. And it drives down through the seven areas of life to build the seven areas of life at the bottom as the base of the tree. So in other words, what is my soul? What are my beliefs? What is my mind telling me? What does my body want? Going down through the levels until it gets to the very bottom, which says, what is the fruit that I produce from all of that inspiration at the top? This would mean that we would need to spend a significant amount of our life and our time focused on soul talk. Focus on connecting to the soul. And many people do it by meditation, but I think that's daydreaming. A lot of meditation doesn't function because it's daydreaming. I'm not suggesting meditation doesn't work. What I'm saying is, quite often, people are daydreaming. What I'm saying here is that if we get to the love of nature, if we do vision quests, if we connect to our soul through looking for beauty in nature, we will understand how to go through our beliefs and make our beliefs what we need them to be, move through our mindset, move through our body awareness, move down through into the seven areas of life, and finally manifest what we want. The feminine aspect of life manifests things. We maintain them, and the masculine aspect of life destroys them. More about that later. In the meantime, I hope this challenged your mind. it was a good opportunity to demonstrate how we are exactly like a tree, and the top leaf of the tree is determining everything about that tree from where to go. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.